Good day, good day. Welcome to the Truth Project with Kelly and Beth. This is where we explore and expand our knowing of the truth with a capital T through inspired conversation. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for being here, everyone. Beth, of course. What's happening, Beth?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everyone. Happy day to you all. What's happening with me is the sun is shining in Seattle. Spring is here. The birds are singing. and I'm just super happy today.
Yay. Sun shining here too. Down the lane, down a state, if you're looking at boundaries.
I'm happy. I'm one quick update for me that I felt inspired to share just because of how valuable the tool is you and I just finished a collaboration in an Osho tarot class that was so much fun, and I loved everyone's participation, and it was really fun to experience the challenges and inspirations of all the new timeline shifts in the context of our collaboration. So anyone who's curious about that tool, I already knew this was true, but that that tool really can help you dialogue with your spirit and ask creative questions, play with your spirit about ways you can connect with your light or answer questions, explore inspirations, and it's very open-ended. And so thank you for collaborating in the group. It was really special and fun for me.
Oh my gosh, that was such an amazing class. And Beth, you are an amazing facilitator. I have to say, I learned so much. And I love connecting with my spirit through the cards. And it was also, it was just so much fun making new friends who are on the journey. So thank you for creating that specialness. It was amazing.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It's beautiful. I did learn to communicate even deeper with myself, my true self. So yeah. Anything else in your playground that you want to highlight or?
I feel inspired to dive in today.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you have anything you want to check in about?
Oh, you know, all I'll say is, you know, a lot of you guys know I'm experiencing a lot of rainbow halos around the sun where I live. I call them Rabos now. And just right before the tarot class, I saw one forming. And during the tarot class, it was in full effect. And then I went on a hike after the class and it was still full on. And even when I came home, and I'm just saying that the energetics holding space for this shift is absolutely amazing. It's just phenomenal. So I just wanted to, it's it I, that's encouragement. It's so beautiful. I'm in awe of how this is all playing out. And and I know with that, Beth, you and I are inspired to chat about, you know, the intrinsics and some of the principles showing up through a recent post by For the People That Space. The post is called Influences, and it's subtitled All Possibilities / Creation, and it was posted on March 31st of 26. The information where it's just brilliantly expresses the field we're entering into. So there's so much goodness presented in the post that it's really hard to parse it out. So we decided that I'm just going to read it all and we're going to pause for commentary as we go along. So yeah, with that, do you want to just say what inspires you about that post, Beth?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was inspired when I first read it, and then every time since I've been more inspired because Asha so beautifully synthesizes the practical experience we're all having, and expresses beautifully expresses practical ways that we can participate, how to understand the feelings of chaos, and then how to shift of change and how to shift out of them, and how to recognize our spirit and how to recognize fear in just very concrete, practical ways. So when yes, when I was reading through, I was saying, well, what would some certain themes be? And I couldn't pull anything out because it's just so beautifully done. So that's why we decided just to kind of go back and forth and let each little section rest in, because it's so beautiful.
It really, really is. Yeah, so just noticing the timeline shifts, mine and and others, and just the ability to feel the choice points now. And I'm noticing how we're all kind of dealing with, I guess you could call it like this inner frustration that we've been dealing with for so long, but it's how we're making different choices than we may have made before from all the possibilities that are showing up. It's so cool, and this post just really, really expresses all of it really well. So,
Yeah, that's right. The
so
intensity of, so excuse me.
no, go ahead.
I love what you just said in terms of of listeners feeling into this, that what one of the things you and I've been sharing and came up in our in other collaborations recently is this, the intensity isn't really changing. However, it's getting easier to observe it and easier to find the exhilaration of the choice point. And then shift. And also it's getting easier, at least for me, to ask for help when I need it more quickly. So everything is getting easier regardless of the intensity.
Yes. Oh, that's a really great
Yeah.
way to put it. Love it. So do you want me to just go ahead and start
Sure.
reading? Did you want to say anything before I
Oh, just go ahead.
the about the first paragraph? Okay. So,
Oh, do you want me
inform.
to do you, I know what you're talking about now. Do you want me to preface it a little bit, or should I
Yeah,
just
what do you want
address
to
it?
preface just the beginning of it?
Okay. So the very beginning begins with some references to astrology and to time and to the calendar. And so we just don't want those of you who know how that can be problematic. We don't feel surprised or confused by that, because there's a good reason for it. How's that?
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, with that, I'll just start reading the article and then we'll pause and chit chat a little bit. All right. So it starts with this. March 20th, I'm referring to this year, March 20th also coincided with Mercury going direct, which equals direct communication, laying the foundation for a year revolving around truth, confrontation, honest communications, and blunt awakenings, a year where people can no longer remain quiet about what matters. And I'll pause there.
Thank you. And then one of the there was a there are a couple sentences that started the article, but they were in an image, so you maybe don't have it. So I'm just going to read the sentence that came even before that, which
Yeah.
is, on March 26th, the sun moved into Aries. This is the true new year. This day sets the tone for the coming time ahead. And what that signifies is, in Western systems of working with the sun, the point of spring equinox, when the sun moves into Aries, is the moment when shifts are acknowledged. Even the age of Aquarius, the age when we talk about new ages, it even works with those principles of when that shift happens at the spring equinox. So it does activate a new infusion when the sun enters into that field. In our world, it does activate new consciousness. So even though we know that those activations can be hijacked, there's a way now in which the infusion of all the planets and the harmonics of all the planets and the way our solar system is configured in very unusual ways right now, all of that is creating a support for the momentum of change we're going through. And the light can take advantage of these shifts, and that's what's happening.
That's so cool. I'm not a astrology buff by any stretch, so I'm learning a lot from you. I have been, and I it just what you're saying now. And is there something like super special about this shift, or is it just, I don't know if you can expound on that at all.
Well, the what's special, let me just drop in so I can answer that quickly without too much information overload. What's significant is as the light continues to expand, there are unique harmonics within shifts. And people in the short term have been pointing to this season as an important point of new activations. And I apologize, I intended to pull this up, but there was a recent post about a month ago that was about the planets, and it explained some energetics of Neptune and other planets. And that also helped explain to set the scene for how even the solar system's showing up to give us the boost we need right now. So it's unusual in the harmonics of the way the planets are connecting. And as I said, that can be hijacked, but especially, but we've been feeling the light, feeling the boost, and then and Asha's understanding and choice to communicate these principles through her articles also emphasizes that the light can take advantage of this momentum right now.
That's awesome. So I know that that article I feel was titled Neptune, and you can they have a search function. And then the other one that I thought was really special was called The Sun. And it talks a lot about this. So yeah,
Thank
just go
you.
to for the people dot space, and you can use the search feature. All right. Well,
Thank
I'll
you.
just
Thanks.
yeah, I'll just continue. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
we'll move forward. Yes.
Moving forward. Okay, so mass consciousness determines how fast or slow things happen and what actually occurs. To the degree that people listen to their spirit and live authentically on a personal level will determine how quickly truth is revealed on the world stage. And holy cow, we're getting a lot of disclosure, a lot of truth right now, aren't we?
Yes, and the main thing now that's important is this principle that to the degree that people listen to their spirit and live authentically, this determines truth, meaning light, not just information, but revelations of what's really true in even a bigger picture way. And so this just underscores how our job is to increase the volume of light within our own body. That's what the Great Awakening is. And there are beings of light here helping us. There's these amazing, all the amazing white hats, and yet they're doing the work for us. And it only moves fast as the kind of critical mass of humanity can return to their hearts, basically. So, that's a really interesting point. Do you have
Yeah.
anything? Is that
Oh, well, it just brings me back to, really the reason why we started the Truth Project was because we want to point all of us back to who and what we really are, which is the light, source light within us, our spirit. And that's, yeah, that's what you're saying right there. It's amazing.
yes. There's also an interesting process happening right now with, in terms of information being revealed, it's all very contradictory in the media. And there's a particular function for that to get people confused so they won't just take things for granted, but will start thinking for that feeling, looking for themselves, exploring for themselves. So that's another recent post called, is it called Occam's Razor, where
Yes.
she explains the function of confusion and outrage in expanding consciousness. So don't be confused or disconcerted by conflicting information, people who used to be allies now saying they can't stand each other. That's all being orchestrated to get people individually to start paying attention to what's actually going on instead of being hypnotized.
Right, and going to the heart, to know the truth as opposed to other people, podcasters, news. You know, it's really trying to get people to go inside and discern for themselves what is truth. Yeah. All right. Should I continue
Yeah,
on?
keep going.
Okay. So 2026 brings consciousness to a point where inner anxiety built up from doing what we don't want to do meets that part of us that refuses to continue or stay quiet about it. We can no longer play a role for people who want us to be a certain way. Spirit is igniting, pushing us in the direction of an authenticity that's not shy. We'll be urged from within to stand up for what's true without holding back. Some will do this with grace and ease, while others may erupt. The light within is encouraging a truer path, a more honest look at self, life, what really matters, and what feels aligned with the spirit moving forward. Yeah, that's really good. And you want me to keep going?
Just the next couple sentences.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Things we put up with in the past may seem unacceptable now, with a hint of bewilderment as to why we ever put up with unacceptable things. The complacent aspect of self is disappearing completely. That's so awesome.
Is so well said, we hardly have to say anything more.
I know.
It's like the intensity, what we started just in the very beginning, when we were sharing updates, is there's an intensity of contrast of like what works and what doesn't work, and what my spirit wants and what my spirit no longer wants to participate in, and not a lot of space in between. And that's healthy. And I'm experiencing people feeling like I'm just so frustrated now. Why, what's wrong with me? I'm so frustrated. It's actually really healthy if you drop in and honor that part of you that's frustrated and be curious and hold space for it. So yes, no more compromise. We no longer are willing to play any role. Our spirit's calling us to be authentic and show up. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. Well, I went through that. It's a few years back, but yeah, just got a timeline I didn't want to participate in anymore, and my spirit's like, "Okay, let's go. Time to go." So I just heeded the call. Okay, I'll continue. The timid inner child is finding a voice, recognizing they matter and have mattered all along. Old wounds that made us feel small, insignificant, weak, unloved, or unworthy are about to transform into their opposite, making the initial wound a point of power, inspiring discovery and support of the true self. So that is awesome. There's that just packs so much in just that paragraph.
I know we could spend the whole hour, the whole show
Yeah.
talking about this. This is also true in my experience and in collaborating with others right now who are exploring their inner voice, and my experience of exploring the aspects of my own inner child that are still calling to be healed is it's so much more accessible now. It's so much easier to access that part of me and give that part of me a voice and help that part of me help that inner aspect communicate with me what she needs. It's easier than it's ever been. And that's this power of our wounds that we used to identify with, perhaps. And now we can recognize that we have this multidimensional ability to bring love to our own wounds. And then that's where we find our strength. As she said, our wound becomes a point of power, inspiring discovery and support of our true self. It's beautiful. And it's
Yeah, it
happening
really.
real time for each of us every day.
It really is. And old wounds, where are they? In the past, right? I mean, I know we have to transform and clear and heal, but that was really helpful for me. It's when I'm living in the now, it's easier for spirit to to do that, to do exactly that, make that initial wound a point of power. So that's awesome. Thank you for that.
And they are the wounds are the memories are, I'm going to add another element to it. The memory is in the past, but the wound is in the present moment. If the wound is causing something, that's happening in the present moment. So
Right.
that's in our energy body somewhere. The stories are in the past, and that can be confusing because then we go
True.
in the past to try to figure it out. But if a wound's being activated, it's very much present. And that's where we bring our attention is to our body, not into our
Yes.
head of what happened,
Thank
or
you.
our
That
thought.
was what I was trying to say, but you said it
Yeah.
so much better. Thank you for making that point of distinction. That's
Yes.
helpful. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's continue. Everything is different this year because the spirit is emerging and taking charge. If we allow it, if we can withstand the change and boldness this will bring forth. On a personal and global level, outdated structures are weakening and dismantling for new structures to be built. As we eliminate what no longer works, things that had continued to weaken the power we require to build a stronger and more fulfilling life will no longer be able to take us off course. Yes. What do you feel about those words?
Yeah, I was just like going off. I was just going off in my body while you're talking because I could feel it. Yes,
Yeah.
I was feeling in my body how easy it is to go. Our bodies can get triggered by intensity, and our trauma bodies and our memories and our thoughts can be triggered by intensity. And as soon as we breathe into our heart, catch it, interrupt the intensity, and just breathe in and use whatever our habits are of command language. For example, and our breath to just bring the presence of the light back in, it just dissolves away. The intensity can dissolve away. And then that habit over and over and over of withstanding the intensity of change and building our own boldness, just supports our will no longer, what are the words she uses? Things that had continued to weaken the power will no longer weaken our power, will no longer be able to take us off course. We build this really strong resilience the more we move to our heart and just breathe in to those emotional triggers, and they'll dissolve.
Absolutely. Yes. And, it's a choice point again, whether we attach to them or log into them, or just participate with them or just kind of go, oh, hey, emotion, I see you. I feel you. And I'm, like you just said, I'm just going to take a beat and allow it to just float away, but not trying to ignore it either, just letting it go, just letting it go. It's just over and over. And the more you do that, the more it becomes easier.
Yes, it's not spiritual bypassing. It's bringing love and presence in the moment. It's a
Yeah.
very powerful, strong choice. It's bold to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of power of choice, I'll continue. This is a good one, this section here. So, making better choices will be inevitable. I love that statement. Things we are no longer willing to betray within ourselves to get by, accomplish, and get along are now surfacing. The last straw is pulled. The old faulty structures collapse forever. The most powerful and meaningful aspect of self, spirit, has had enough of playing small, hiding, or putting up with energies that no longer resonate. The spirit wants to create, expand, transform, and inspire our lives, turning everything dull, dreary, and restrictive upside down to now live with excitement, fulfillment, and meaning we've always held within, but never gave ourselves permission to explore.
I'm going to
Just as,
interrupt you there.
yeah, go
Sorry,
ahead.
I'm going to interrupt you there because I want to say something that's really special here that is one of the big things I've learned in the last few years from collaboration with people who are using command language during times of challenge is how much our spirit loves adventure. Our spirits are so powerful and strong when we face challenges, as long as we get them in our body. And if we're in fear or worry, or other emotions, our spirit doesn't have a toehold to get in. If we come in the moment and call our spirit in, there's this quality of adventure. Our spirit wants to create, expand, transform, inspire our lives, turning everything that's dull, dreary, and restrictive upside down to live with excitement, fulfillment, and meaning. We've always held, but never gave ourselves permission. We just didn't understand that we had that capacity to turn our circumstances upside down.
Yeah.
So it's catching it and realizing, oh, that's not my spirit that's worried. It's not my spirit that's afraid. I just need to move back to my heart, and my spirit will make a choice in the moment to turn it into adventure. So this is
Right.
a huge power piece, and then it moves. I don't know if you can add there if you want to, and then we'll move into what she says next.
Yeah, just the power of oh, I just lost it. What I was feeling into as you were speaking. Just the power of knowing that the spirit loves adventure, just like you're saying, like it just okay. It doesn't know what you're feeling necessarily or thinking for sure. But I invite my spirit to join with me to kind of overcome or decondition or deprogram stuff that's bothered me in the past. I just allow the spirit to help me kind of bust through it, if that makes sense.
There's another, yes, it totally does. And there's something else here that's implied at the end. We get to live with excitement, fulfillment, meaning we've always held. And here's something you always like to point out, Kelly, but we never gave ourselves permission to explore. That's the slowing down piece. When we
Right.
catch it and we take a breath and slow down, that's a, giving ourselves permission to pay attention to what's happening. And when we slow down, that's the really beautiful permission piece of
Yeah.
not making assumptions about how things have been, but what's really happening right now? Go slower, go slower, go slower. And then the adventure will be revealed.
Yeah, it's a connection.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So continuing on, just as the old dark structure of the world must collapse for the light to rebuild, anything in our personal lives that suppress our light, true fulfillment, creativity, and freedom will lose its power over us, allowing the spirit in all its glory to step forward, perhaps for the first time in our lives, in a more authentic, fulfilling, and often more peaceful way. It's just saying more of what we're saying now, but I love that ending, more peaceful way. When you slow down, there's peace there.
Yes, and perhaps for the first time in our lives, the exhilaration people feel when they recognize the difference between their mind and their heart. It's like, wow, oh my gosh. And then start practicing and realize, wow, I have a power to choose that I never even knew. And because there's more light, it's happening more and more and more easily for all of us now. We can pivot in the moment. Our power of choice is the foundational piece for us to reclaim who we are. We get to
Yeah.
choose to call our spirit in.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to point out, because I can. We've done a couple shows. One of them was the adventure of living in the light. We did a show on the inner voice and the power of the heart. There's some goodness that we've done before this broadcast. So I encourage people to go back to our archives if you want and listen to some of those. Okay. Let's continue on. This is a year of true self-discovery, a discovery of who we really are, how that truth strives to express itself through us, and how we place ourselves in into a changing world. I think you wanted to make a comment there, didn't you?
I just want to say all those three things again because it's just spectacular. So the true self-discovery, this is a year of truth. What is true self-discovery? It's three things need to happen, which she summarizes there. First, we have to discover who we really are, remember what it means to live from our heart. And then we experience how our personal truth gets expressed through us, what it means when we choose and take action from our own, the exhilaration of our own choice, which is what we've been exploring here. And then how after we learn how we practice making choice and action, then the third thing is how we place ourselves in a changing world, how we get to act from inspiration as we collaborate with others in building new structures and new forms, and the exhilaration of creating this foundation of living in the light. So it's that this is a time, it's a phase, it's a process, an expansion of true self-discovery, discovering who we really are, remembering our light, experiencing the power of choice, how our personal truth, the expression, what you and I are inspired about this show, the expression of how truth and light gets expressed through each of us, through our choice, through our cho inspired choices from our hearts, and then how we find others with whom we get to collaborate and play in building and participating in our new world. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. It's bringing back some words of cue. I don't have a quote or anything, but just do what you prefer. Just do, your next choice. What excites you? What inspires you? What if you're only doing what you prefer, then you're living from your heart. Otherwise, you're probably coming from shoulds and obligations and responsibilities and have tos and kind of that old paradigm. But it's when you start living from your heart center and doing in every choice, literally every choice, what do I want to do next? What do I prefer? Not what somebody's telling you to do or how to do it. It becomes a little easier, and then it's pretty soon it's like breathing. You don't even notice it because that's how you are. That's who you are. You just do what you prefer.
Yeah. Yes. It
I love it.
becomes a habit.
It's a habit, it's a muscle. And
Yes.
you can start building that muscle. You don't go to the gym and lift, heavy weights right away. You got to start smaller. And so, just small choices and just start noticing the choices that are coming up, and how you're making them. Are you doing it from your head or are you doing it from your heart? That's just an encouragement. So,
Yes, that's ex absolutely. And then pay attention to what happens. And there's
exactly.
nothing wrong. Like when I am not paying attention, I make a choice out of mind habit. There's two different kinds of habits, muscles or default, not paying attention. When I make a choice, when I'm just on a timeline or in an action, and then I realize, oh, that I wasn't really in my body in that moment. I just was in, habit, I can pivot whenever I need to. I can always pivot as long as I don't be as long as I'm not hard on myself. Every moment's
Yeah,
a new beginning.
that's a really good point. I really, really like that. When, let's say, you make a choice that you don't prefer, that doesn't inspire you or feel good, and you do it anyway. You've done it, so it's done. Just it's done. It's in the past now. You move on. There's no past. So you get to make a new choice and just keep flexing that muscle until it just becomes habit. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
Okie dokie. All right. So, this section is really special, in kind of diving off of what we're saying here. It's just in response. So I'm going to read it. We call it the question. So here's what the post says. How will we respond differently to our environment, to life, to stress, to love, wealth, and adventure? What needs to change for us to feel free to honor the spirit fully? What can no longer be sustained? Where do we wish for more joy and celebration? What needs to be said or done? What requires an upgrade or a new agreement? What actions must be taken? What new permissions, quote, permissions from the self must be granted? What can you no longer remain quiet about? What can you no longer tolerate? What must be acknowledged within yourself? What is ready to shine within you? What are you most excited about in your heart and spirit? What is your innocence most looking forward to each day? Beautiful questions.
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful questions.
I out of exploring this article in preparation for our conversation, I've been inspired to just put these questions in bullet points on just a piece of paper and putting it on my fridge, because every day there's one or two that are going to call to me, and they're all so potent. And again, the art of asking these questions is to drop in and ask my spirit and ask my body what it wants to do about this. Ask my body what needs to be said or done about this emotional or physical pain. What needs to be done about this? What do you need me to hear from you? Like, you can ask these questions inside to your body. You can ask your spirit what your spirit, how your spirit wants to participate in the moment to amplify your opportunity to create. There's like it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
It really is. The questions are so much so needed right now. Just, it kind of brings up another. I just want to reiterate, this post that we're talking about is called Influences
Oh,
on
thank you. Yes.
March 31st of 26. So Influences. And there's another great post that I feel dovetails nicely with this one. Is it's called The Mirror, and it's just a beautiful. It's a YouTube, but it's Bruce Lee. It's hard to ex how do we explain it? But it's kind of dovetailing off of all these questions about, taking the power back, the choices, and
Oh, is it the one where he's giving these his teachings about how to be a warrior?
his pearls of wisdom
Yes.
and just doing it different, and it dovetails nicely with this. So I recommend going to that, The Mirror, and just listening to it's maybe 20 minutes long. It's not long, and it's got some potential there for everyone. I just know it. Anything else?
The very last question, I love the way she phrased it. What is your innocence most looking forward to each day? That's another way to say your inner child. An inner child has become such a cliche and overdone, and I don't know, it's problematic. So I love using the word innocence as that
Yeah.
part of us, that part of me. That came in so pure and unfiltered. What is that part of me looking forward to today? That's an incredible question.
It really, really is. I also like the imagery of a seal pup. They don't think, they just do what they want to do with playfulness. The next choice is always playful. Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? That's kind of how I see myself showing up. It's yeah, a child, a pup.
What are
It's
you most,
beautiful.
that's the question right before. What are you most excited about in your heart and spirit? That's like the seal pup, the little baby otters, or
Yeah.
like, yes, I love that too.
I live rural, and it's springtime here, and there's just so many animals, farm animals that I look, and there's so many new life being born. And I just love watching the beautiful babies, and they have no care. They just are innocent, like we're talking about, innocent and playful. And right around what I would say dinner time, it's like every night they just run and play, and it's just so fun to watch, because they don't have the mind energy like we do. It's fun. So it's just such a good example of how things
Yes.
could be. Yeah, love it. All
Excellent.
right. Anything else there?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. What personal script needs to be rewritten to ignite what has never been experienced before? This awakening expression may arrive differently than we imagine. The light veers us away from investing energy in trying to make things happen and instead invests in creating, expressing, playing, and inspiring for the joy of the experience. That's a power-packed few sentences, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the next step of how we learn to create. Once we learn to listen, hold intensity, hold change, listen to our spirit, and recognize that our spirit loves adventure and how to feel when we're in our spirit, then the next thing is to let go of our expectations and just be in the moment and be willing to pivot and shift. And ex because it's always an expansion if we pay attention, to let go of what we thought. And be open to what we may never have experienced before. So there's a element of curiosity and surprise that's really important to cultivate so that we don't get stressed out if something unexpected happens.
Yeah. I also love the feeling of just, even before a choice point, because they're coming. They're constant, the choice points. But if you have this overlay of just letting go and flow, I call it the river of source. It just takes you to the most beautiful places. There's no trying, there's no forcing anything. You don't have to figure anything out. You just allow and let go and flow. I feel like that's where the spirit is really wanting us to join with it, to just, I've got this. I got this. Just let go. Let me drive, right?
Yeah, yes. Sometimes when I'm feeling like, wow, because I have projects I'm really inspired about that I have to commit to. And there's times when, wow, I'm not sure what's happening now. And then I will just say, or if something unexpected just happens in my day, it's okay. I will say to my body, we're creating something that's never been before. It's okay if we don't know what's going to happen. What we're creating here together has never been before. And my body recognizes that and knows it's true. And then I feel fine. I'm
Yeah.
not always the most flexible person, and that helps me be flexible. Wow, we're creating something that's never, ever, ever been.
Right. That moment.
Yes, every, yeah.
Literally, that moment is a new creation. But yeah, the adventure of living in the light is living in the unknown. We had a show on that, just it can be perceived as uncomfortable, but when you let go and let it flow, it's not it, doesn't have to be, I guess is what I want to say. It
Yes.
can be fun and exhilarating
Yes,
and just
exactly.
super exciting if you just let go and allow what wants to
Yeah.
show up, what wants to come through. Okay, I kind of got ahead, didn't I, of what we were talking about here. Sorry, I
No,
got
you're
excited.
doing, no, not at all. You're like, keep going.
Okay. The spirit is not about pushing harder. It's about flowing with the wisdom of the light. Discovering the most exciting path to express our creativity within this adventure.
Yes,
That's
this is was the last sentence of her article, and I've started just sometimes just saying it. My spirit's life is not about pushing harder. It's about flowing with the wisdom of the light, discovering the most exciting path to express our creativity within this adventure. Our spirit flows every moment, just what we were saying, there's a new opportunity. So what's my inspiration now? And then now, and then now, and then now. So along these lines, Kelly, you and I realized a little while ago that our inspiration for our truth project is expanding and growing. And would you like to share with the listeners our announcement about the up-leveled shift in our path?
Yeah, well,
Okay.
that's just, it's just diving off of what the last sentence of this article. It's about flowing with the wisdom of the light, discovering the most exciting path to express our creativity within this adventure. So that can be individually, it can be collaborative, like Beth and I. And so Beth and I are excited to share, like you said, that the Truth Project is taking what I feel, and I know you feel too, is an exciting path forward. So we're just, like the post says, we're allowing the wisdom of the light to help us express our collaboration in a new way. We're not entirely sure what that looks like right now. We just know the project is up leveling. So, because we're in the process of creating a new iteration of the Truth Project, this will be our last show on the BBS platform. But just know we're not leaving. We're just holding space for and just allowing what wants to show up next for the Truth Project, which we're just super excited about that. We're just allowing it to be and breathe and unfold and come alive. So anything you'd like to say about it, Beth?
I'll just echo what you said, and I'm along this process that this has been unfolding for each of us personally, and then as we're sharing, we're feeling like something's coming, something's happening. Oh, a timeline is shifting. Oh, that's the flexibility part for me of, oh, something new's happening. What does it mean? And it is always really fun to have someone to collaborate with because then you can share your insights and experiences together. So, yes. It's definitely an
And
expansion. Go ahead.
yeah, and I want to just highlight that it's a felt sense. We both just realized one conversation, like we were both feeling it. It's a felt sense that we just knew that we're gonna need to not need, we're up leveling. Something is coming through. We're just not aware of what it is yet. It's amazing how the process works.
Yes.
It's so exciting. Along with that, I just want to share my loving appreciation for BBS Radio that gave me the opportunity to spread my wings and take flight with my first show. My first show is the Connect with Kelly show, which is there's an arc, the archives are there if you want to go back to the Connect with Kelly show and listen to some of those. They made it so easy. And I've had an amazing journey collaborating with everyone. And with you, Beth, I've had so much fun collaborating and creating the show with you. Thank you for showing up and playing with me.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so excited to see what's next for us and the Truth Project. So I just thank everybody, listeners, it's one big collaboration. So thank you.
Yes. I echo that. I've received so much from this collaboration. Thank you so much, Kelly, for inviting me last, you invited me last summer. Let's have a conversation about command language. And so we had our first, you had me on the show in September, and then we just never stopped because it was so much fun. And it's been brilliant for me to have this opportunity every couple of weeks to drop in and explore these ideas and learnings and explorations in this beautiful way. And so thank you. And I also just echo thank you, BBS. Thank you, Don and Doug and everybody there for this incredible platform you've created for people to collaborate in such a beautiful way. The legacy here is just really incredible. So I hold so much appreciation and know that the legacy of BBS is also going to continue to expand and unfold. So thank you for
Yeah.
everything.
So much love, so much appreciation. So just I want to say as we grow and expand the Truth Project, we want to invite you to keep in touch with us. And if you want to, you can email us at contact@truthproject.space and we'll add you to our mailing list and keep you posted on all of our developments as they unfold. So if you want to continue on the journey that Beth and I have started, just reach out, email us, and we'll take you along with us. We want as many as we can. So join us, please, please join us. So Yes, again, we want to give a very special thank you to BBS Radio TV for giving us such an amazing platform and all our subscribers and all our listeners. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. So, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say or add?
Just echoing the thank you. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everyone whose hearts are connected. All of us beautiful beings of light who are bringing light back to this beautiful world. Feeling a little emotional. So thank you, everyone. And Kelly, would you, how about if you close us out here?
I would love to. And remember, okay, I'm gonna keep it together. And remember, the light of truth shines within. Beautiful day to everyone. All our love. We'll see you down the road.
We'll see you. Yes, we'll see you, see you, see you here and now and moving forward.
That's
Thank you,
right.
BBS. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We might, Don might not be ready for us. How about if we do? Are we still on, I think, Kelly?
I think we are.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
let's do until we hear the music come in. Oh, how about if we do some command language?
Sure.
I'll do some command language. Just for we command our spirits and prime creation to bring all of us into us now, increase our life force energy, bring us fully into the new earth timeline, fill us with peace energy now. One of the things that I loved about fill us with peace energy now and now and now. One of the things that I loved that Q said once is when we call in prime creation, we're calling on the light inside of all of us. We're calling on each other's light. And I love that feeling. When I say prime creation, my spirit's connecting with the light of all the other spirits in this beautiful world and
Yeah.
reminding us who we are. So,
It's beautiful. Where we go one, we go all. Yep, yep,
where we
yep.
go when we go all. That's right. That's
All
right.
right. Thank you for doing that. All right. I feel that is a wrap, and good day, everyone.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Dawn.